I'm generally a stickler to keeping to the Psalter from the prayer book or reading the Revised Common Lectionary on Sundays in the church. But there's just something about the King James Version of the, you know, of the 23rd Psalm that makes the psalm, I guess, sing for... It is the one piece of scripture that you can always count on at least somebody knowing in a group. At least part of it. I've been at many funerals and visitations, and many bed, you know, and had the privilege to be at a lot of bedsides when somebody has been dying, and we've started together praying the psalm. And I've had not only family members, and I've had people on their, you know, I've had nurses and doctors and other people who have joined in. And I've also had people literally, you know, murmuring this in their last breath as it's being read. There's just something about this psalm that just speaks to, I think, most people, because it reminds us that we have a God who loves us so much, so dearly, that he wants to take care of us at all times, to guide us, and at times gently discipline us when necessary. Like a good shepherd, to make sure that we are safe. In our gospel this morning, Jesus talks about being the good shepherd. Now, when we use the word good, if we look at the Greek word, by good, we could also use the word correct or the right shepherd or possibly even the model shepherd, that Jesus is the penultimate shepherd, that the way a shepherd should be, that's Jesus, who is there to do whatever it takes to make sure that his flock is taken care of, even if that means putting his life, you know, in front of theirs. Of course, when Jesus is talking, what he means by the good shepherd is himself, and when he's talking about the sheep, he is talking about you and me, and at that time, especially the people of Israel. He wants them to know that a true shepherd, unlike, you know, the hired man, puts the safety and the good of the flock before his own. For the good shepherd, he finds his livelihood in the flock, and the flock finds their life in the shepherd. We find our life and our safety through Jesus Christ. Now, he talks about the willingness to lay his own life down, and as we know, he's talking about the crucifixion and how he will do whatever it takes to make sure that we are brought to him, that we are protected, that we are made children, safely brought home. But he also reminds the people of Israel that they're not alone, that there are others that are part of the flock. They haven't made it here yet, but eventually they will also join us. Now, as followers of Christ, we're called to follow in his footstep, to emulate that being the good shepherd to others, to care and to put our lives out there, to do what is necessary to make sure people are taken care of. Sometimes that means we literally feed them. Sometimes we take them in. And sometimes, for their health and safety, there are times we even say no. It's not always easy to do that, because there's a part of us who wants to do what's right, But at the same time, we want to, you know, there's that self-preservation about us, that part that doesn't really want to quite give up our whole lives for Christ, let alone our brothers and sisters. But that's why it's a daily call for us. This is why every day we are called to reconsider our relationship with Christ and with one another. If I was going to encourage you to do anything this week, it would be to take these lectionaries home with you and to look at the 23rd Psalm, to look at the gospel, to think of the many ways that the Lord has cared for you throughout the ages, to leave the 23rd Psalm to be your meditation for the week. I think we've sort of lost something as a church when the Psalms sort of been allowed to sort of fade in the background. I think it's one of those things that we should maybe talk with our children about, to pray with them, to let them know about this wonderful psalm, that it's so much more than a flowing-haired Jesus walking around with pretty white robes and a cute white sheep, that it is truly about a God who wants to take care of us. Christ is our shepherd, and we are his flock. And I hope from there you find comfort. But at the same time, I also hope from there you see and realize your mission as well. As we are talked about in our reading from 1 John this morning, each and every one of us, if we are truly followers of Christ, will follow Christ's example and to take care of our sisters and brothers. So be living testaments. Be the good news. And share in the work of the shepherd.